It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tablet, Chromebook, smartphone, cloud infrastructure and adoption, and IT operations insights, and Microsoft 365 sold out, and why we care. This is the Business of Tech. IDC with tablet sales data. Apple shipped 12.9 million iPads in the June quarter. Samsung shipped 8 million tablets, and Lenovo is in third with 4.7 million. The analyst is also warning of a slowdown to come due to chip shortages. And Chromebooks are up 275% year-over-year growth, up to 12 million. For the June quarter, that's 75% year-over-year growth. That data from Canalys, where IDC is reporting 68% year-on-year volumes. IDC also released smartphone data. Shipments climbed 13.2% year-over-year, slightly better than forecasted. T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon all reported solid earnings and strong business wireless growth for the June quarter. T-Mobile has additionally indicated it will be shutting down Sprint's LTE network next year, which is 6 months after the scheduled 3G CDMA shutdown. Synergy Research has cloud infrastructure market data out now, fourth consecutive quarter of increase, and it grew 39%. Everyone's up, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, with the first two at record speeds, and Google slower and steady. Amazon has 33% of the market, Microsoft at 20%, and Google at 10%. And Canalys is showing similar numbers at 31% for Amazon, 22% for Microsoft, and Google at 8% of the market. And U.S. SMB and mid-market cloud adoption trends research by Tech Aisle. It shows there's likely to be a 121% increase in the adoption of vertical line of business cloud solutions within the next year. Top adoption growth will be for ERP solutions. Channel partners providing vertical solutions are 2.6 times more likely to be very successful than their less or not successful counterparts. TechAisle's channel survey research data shows that 60% of successful cloud channel partners emphasize their industry expertise and industry knowledge during their interactions with their clients. Conversely, 60% of not-so-successful partners lead with their technical knowledge, and 43% lead with price. Kaseya weighed in with their IT operations survey, quoting Channel Futures. The great cloud migration continues in 2021, as 36% of SMBs rank this as a top priority for the year. The most popular configuration is a hybrid public-private cloud strategy, which is used by 65% of SMBs. This is driving spending increases in this domain, as 54% of companies are increasing their infrastructure as a service spend, and 36% are devoting more money to SaaS expenses. The most common SaaS solution used by SMBs are Microsoft 365, 77%, Google Workplace, 28%, and Salesforce.com, 26%. At the same time, those legacy systems that haven't yet made the move to the cloud or other modern platforms continue holding some SMBs back. 24% said they're hampering growth and innovation by slowing things down and limiting what's possible. However, this problem may not persist for some of those SMBs, as 52% of companies are allocating a portion of their budget to modernize and update their legacy systems, which is the top driver for getting additional IT dollars this year. And overall, the U.S. tech market outlook is positive. In Forrester's recent report, U.S. tech budgets are forecasted to expand by 7.4% in 2021 and 6.7% in 2022. This in an adjusted report from previous reports, but still positive projections. Headlines from Tech Republic. Software will be the star performer in the 2021-2022 U.S. tech market outlook. Single instant cloud becomes a competitor to software as a service, and a key one, tech services will ride the coattails of software demand. Why do we care? Each of these growth areas has IT services dollars attached to them. This is a menu of opportunities to focus on, and more importantly, layer that tech aisle insight. Industry expertise matters. Going deep into an industry is proving to be a strong play for those who are embracing it. layering on top of the general opportunities presented. As previously reported, Microsoft 365 launched this week, that cloud PC offering, and new trial signups have been suspended already. Why? Overwhelming demand, as Microsoft has run out of servers to support it. The company has paused the trial program until it boosts capacity. Interested users can now sign up to be notified when capacity becomes available or to buy it outright. Which is why I'm going to also cite this data published in CIO Dive. 1 in 5 U.S. professionals, 22%, say poor performing or broken IT equipment has meant a loss of productivity in the COVID-19 era, according to a study published by IT services company Velocity Smart Technology. The study surveyed 2,000 U.S.-based office workers. Almost 4 in 10 U.S. office workers say companies have made them wait longer to solve IT issues while working from home. Around half say they've waited at least 3 hours while an IT issue was sorted out. Hardware woes also hit workers during the pandemic, with 57% of respondents saying they experienced issues related to hardware replacement. Why do we care? Wonder why Microsoft 365 is going to do well? Think of how it solves the problem outlined in the study. And for those who are still skeptical of the pricing, let me observe they underestimated the trial demand and maxed out their capacity. One can guess they had a pretty sizable amount ready. Sure, that's trials, and sure, that's not everyone, but it's a lot. Those comparing the cost of a PC to this offering are missing the point. Compare the fully managed costs plus the implied offset of fixing the problem in the reported data here, and one can see how the value for customers is totally there. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. I'm off to deal with some website upgrades. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.